It's when you go into a bathroom, it's often done in a bathroom, in a dark room with a mirror, that's where, how it's done. I'm going to use a bathroom for an example. You shut off all the lights, you make everything dark. You look into the mirror, you go down behind the vanity, you say Bloody Mary, you come back up, look into the mirror, you do that a few times, and all of a sudden this real ugly woman appears in the mirror. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. This stuff is real. And it is a form of a seance. It's done as a game. It's supposed to be fun and thrilling, but it's not. It's not okay. Going to be quickly looking at some other things that we find today. First one I want to look at is acupuncture. This is a practice of ancient Chinese needle stimulation based on the occultic religion of Taoism. And in fact, Taoism is a very, very old religion. It's the man that started that religion of Taoism actually lived in the time of the prophet Jeremiah. So it's been around a long time. Acupressure is done with the same idea. It's just pressure instead of needles. It's a combination of the Taoist practice and philosophy, psychic practitioners, meditative programs, and other occult practices is what makes this wrong. It's also the basis of it has some connections with astrology. And it is connected with the whole thing with the G, which I'll be looking at a little bit later. Homeopathy, and that's when you're diluting stuff. Practitioners will actually admit that there is no medicinal properties in the end product. It is not the medicinal properties that help you get well. It works on the frequencies of your body. Now, the frequencies of your body are like a guitar string. The tighter it is, the more vibrations you have. And that's what keeps you well. Now, I did do something here that I don't do very often. And I was well aware of what I'm doing when I did it. But I decided I'm going to find out how to increase the frequencies of my body. And so I Googled it, knowing that I'm going to get into a New Age website. And I did, and I didn't have to read very far. The best way to increase the frequencies of your body is through transcendental meditation. I don't know if you know what transcendental meditation is. Transcendental meditation is when you empty your mind of all thoughts. In other words, if I may say this, just be stupid. So make your mind completely blank. Now, what does this do? It opens the door to the enemy, because the Bible tells us, and I'm going to read two verses. Psalm 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." So I'm hiding something in my heart. I'm filling up. Why? That I might not sin against thee. Psalm 37:31 says, "The law of God is in his heart." And notice what happens. "None of his steps shall slide." So transcendental meditation is definitely a very dangerous practice. It opens the door to the enemy with no reserve and no resistance. Very dangerous. Number four, yoga. Yoga also uses transcendental meditation. But not only that, I have people that ask me sometimes, well, can I just do the yoga exercises? I won't go into the meditation thing. Can I just do the exercises? They're good exercises. They're good for the body. They help you relax and whatever all. Surely there can't be anything wrong with it. Well, after doing a little bit of studying and research, I discovered that yogis have done a lot of research into why they do the exercises and some of their body positions. Some of their certain postures in yoga are actually an invitation to the demonic realm. And they've practiced it over the years. Yoga is something that's been around for a long, long time. It might be something newer in this area, but it's been around for a long time. So there's actually certain postures in yoga exercises that actually are an invitation to demonic presence and invites them in. getting rid of warts. There's a few different ways that that is done that are not okay. One of them is buying them. If I have 3 warts on my hand, and one of you would decide that you're going to help me get rid of my warts, and you'd give me 3 pennies, 1 penny for each wart, as long as I keep those pennies, the warts will stay away. And it works. Because I had a lady in my office that said, yeah, but if I get rid of these pennies, the warts will come back. I told her there's much better ways of getting rid of them than that. And if you want a simple remedy, use vinegar. It works very well. Another one is tying knots in a rope. If I have 3 warts on my hand, I'll tie 3 knots in a rope and I throw the rope away. As long as that rope, I leave that rope wherever it lands, then my warts will stay away. Another one is hitting them with a Bible. And they go away. Now, I'm actually going to tell you that all 3 of those practices I have found in the Mennonite circles. And all 3 of them worked. Next one I'm going to look at is craniosacral therapy. It involves light touching of the skull. In the category of light touch therapy, also known as therapeutic touch, therapeutic touch is taught by witches. And I'd like for you to look at it a little bit. You have when you were born, and when babies are born, a very high percentage of them, if not all of them, maybe not all of them, but if they don't, there's something wrong. You have a soft spot on the top of your head.